BBC WBM. If you were listening to The Breakfast Show with Adrian Goldberg here on Tuesday morning, you may remember the story. It was all about a petition launched by people living close to Moseley Golf Course over the culling of foxes. The club originally said shooting animals is a necessary evil because they leave their poo and burrow in the sandbanks and in the bunkers. There's been a turn of events, though. Lisa Blackburn, who signed the petition, which earlier this week had 4,000 signatures on it, is on the show to explain. Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
Let's just summarise and let everybody know what the problem was.
Okay, the problem was that they were shooting foxes on the golf course, which we could see at from the back of our garden. They were doing it late at night, and obviously it's a very cruel process, and it's totally unnecessary, and it actually makes the situation worse for them because it encourages more foxes to come in and compete for the vacant territory, so they're actually making it worse.
So when you found out what was happening, when you saw with your own eyes what was happening...
Uh-huh, that's right.
You signed a petition and it had 4,000 signatures on it.
Well, we began a petition at that point. Well, we contacted them last December, actually.
Yeah.
That's when it all started. And then we began the petition at the beginning of the month, September, and it was going quite slowly. We went door-knocking to try and garner a bit more support. And then... we found a couple of contacts, we started posting it more online, and from the time that it first appeared on Radio WM, we then had, by in 4 days, we gained an extra 30,000 supporters.
Yeah, so it went from 4,000 signatures up to close to 38,000. Yeah. And you had a meeting, therefore, with the club yesterday?
We had a meeting on Thursday morning. The meeting was planned, and that's why we were getting the signatures in the first place, because we wanted to demonstrate to them that it wasn't something that the public wanted. And they were very supportive, they were very welcoming, they were very open to hear what we had to say. And as a result, they decided to change their policy, and they will no longer cull foxes on their golf course. And that's brilliant, because it sends a really strong message to other courses around Birmingham and the country, indeed, that culling's just not acceptable. They're going to take a leaf out of Aston Wood's book, for example, in Sutton, who practice non-lethal means of control and share their experiences and learn from that.
You see, I didn't even know what the rules and regulations were as to whether you could go and shoot foxes just like that without any sort of law or permission.
Well, apparently you can. It is legal. We had the police check out the firearms, and the police were really, really helpful in sorting out the problem. So we had to approach it on an ethical grounds,
yeah.
And we were not happy at all with the killing of the foxes.
Well, a statement from the club says, following the meeting between MGC representatives of local residents and the police animal welfare officer, Moseley Golf Club would like to state that the practice of culling foxes has ceased and will no longer continue. We'll work with animal welfare organisations and other local golf clubs to look at alternative methods of controlling problems associated with foxes. So, a result for you and everybody else.
A brilliant result, yeah. We're ecstatic with it. And they were so open and friendly with us, so we really hope they're taking it on board. And if this message can get out to other golf courses that are still doing that 38,000 people in the space of 4 days did not like what they were doing, then that will have a strong impact on ceasing that practice elsewhere as well.
Lisa Blackburn, who's been part of this petition. Lisa, thanks for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.